This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Today's wonderful tip: what are the secrets of a tranquil heart and a repetitive recitation when it comes to our ubudiyyah, our servitude to Allah?
Allah, Allah, Rabbi, la sharika lahu.
So, dear listeners, we are talking about the secrets of a tranquil heart and repetitive recitation as far as strengthening and enhancing and improving our ubudiyyah, our servitude to Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. Now, we know that noble supplications are a very important part in increasing and enhancing our servitude to Allah. But these noble supplications, they must be recited with a tranquil heart. Because if these noble supplications, including our daily prayers, are recited without tranquility, and if they are recited without the calmness of the heart, then they will have no effect upon the heart. And so along these lines, if we recite our noble supplications in haste, in a hurry, or while we are troubled and anxious, or our senses are unbalanced, again, we will have no effect upon our hearts. And the whole purpose of these noble supplications is to be able to increase our ubudiyyah. And the way to increase our ubudiyyah is, of course, when we have an effect upon the heart and the mind and the soul. And dear friends, if we do not recite these supplications with a tranquil heart, then we will not be able to pass the limits of the mere animal tongue or the mere ear of the outer body. And rather, we won't be able to reach the interior ear and the interior tongue, the tongue of the heart. And furthermore, dear friends, if we do not recite these supplications and we do not recite these prayers with a calmness and tranquility of heart, the truth of these supplications and these prayers will not penetrate and they will not be implemented in the core of our heart. And thus our hearts will remain imperfect and they will not have the image of these supplications within them.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah,
ya Allah, ya Mannan, haqqiq
amali. IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman, haqqiq amalina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina. أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Khaifin, the Whispered Prayer of the Fearful. Please stay with me.
ليل وليلي كله
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, lock not toward those who profess your unity the doors of your mercy. And veil not those which you has exalted by its professing your unity. How will you burn it in the heat of your fires? My God, a heart which has been knotted by its love for you, how will you burn it in the heat of your fires? My God, give me sanctuary from your painful wrath and your mighty anger. O all-loving, O all-kind, O compassionate, O merciful, O compeller, O subduer, O all-forgiver, O all-covering, deliver me through your mercy from the chastisement of the fire and the disgrace of shame, when the good are set apart from the evil. Forms are transformed, terrors terrify. The good doers are brought near, the evil doers taken far. And every soul is paid in full what it has earned, and they shall not be wrong.
يحيى إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جلد ولا رمق بكم يحيى إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جلد ولا رمق.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. Now, in continuation to what we were saying, which was this idea that two secrets exist in order to enhance and increase our ubudiyya, one of them being a tranquil heart and the other being repetitive recitation. Now, when it comes to a tranquil heart, we said that if our heart is not tranquil and we do not have a calmness of the heart, then the effects of these supplications and these prayers upon us will be very minimal. But on the other hand, if we have a tranquil heart, a heart which is at ease, without haste and without troubles, these supplications and these prayers will have a great impact upon us. Now, the second thing before we end our program is this idea of repetition. Now, one of the importances and the significances of the repetition of worship and the increase of supplications and invocations is that the heart is regularly affected by them. Of course, if we only repeat or if we only recite these supplications and we only recite these du'as and these prayers once in a while, yes, they might have a certain effect for a very limited time, but when we begin to repeat these recitations and these incantations and this dhikr and these du'as and supplications and prayers, then our heart is constantly affected by these prayers and these supplications. And of course, when we start to repeatedly recite these du'as and these supplications, then slowly our emotions will gradually increase when it comes to these prayers. And of course, when our heart is affected and our emotions are invested, gradually the reality of worship and supplication becomes a part of our heart, our mind, and our soul.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ada kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula." The sound itself, the sight itself, and the heart itself, all of them man has been made responsible for. Allah begins with hearing, because hearing is the most difficult to guard. I came into New York City, and I'll tell you something. Going from Mecca to Jeddah was like going from paradise to the gates of paradise. Going from Jeddah to Morocco was like going to a place where I could see paradise off in the distance, but I definitely wasn't in it. And then getting to New York was like a descent into the bowels of hell. And there's no exaggeration about that. Because suddenly, everybody around me was using foul language. It's unbelievable. The only time they don't use foul language is if they're serving you something. Everybody, I was standing in the waiting for the bus, and I hear this two people talking, and I wanted to plug my ears. And these people, it was so foul, every other word was a foul language. And the mu'min is laysa bi bidah in the hadith. The mu'min does not use foul language, nor should he hear it. You have to protect, because now those words ring in the heart. They ring. They have a resonance because you're hearing filth. And you get polluted by it. So you have to guard the ears. And the problem, the danger of the ear is that it's aural. It's circular, it's not linear. The eye, you can divert your gaze. If you see something haram, you can look away. Allah has given the ability with the ear. And this is why in the Quran, Allah always mentions the ear first. Because the ear is more difficult, and the ear is a faster and more direct line to the heart than the eye itself. And then you have to guard the eye, because the eye is a mirror. It's a window into the heart. The eye is a window into the heart. But first and foremost, the heart itself is more important than anything else that the human being has been given. And so we have to purify our hearts.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
حسبي